It's going to be a little odoriferous here.
Mike Garland is the director of environmental services for Rochester, New York, and the surrounding county. Right now, he's standing next to a machine that processes raw sewage. It's part of a system that treats about 100 million gallons of sewage a day.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Most days, this processing center works fine, and no untreated sewage winds up in Lake Ontario. But when a big rain floods the sewage pipes, the center can't keep up.
The system wasn't designed to handle every storm event. We know we can have very intense storm events.
Like the one on May 1st of this year. That day, five U.S. and Canadian cities dumped nearly 90 million gallons of untreated sewage into Lake Ontario. Emergency overflows in Rochester and Oswego, New York, as well as Hamilton, Toronto, and Kingston, Ontario, were all caused by record amounts of rainfall. Such a huge amount of sewage can be harmful for the environment and human health.
The more input that you have, the more opportunity there is for people to come in contact with that water and to become sick.
Gary Pettibone is a professor of biology at Buffalo State College. He says sewage carries bacteria and organisms that can harm people when released into public waterways.
So if you ingest this water that has been contaminated with sewage, you run the risk of ingesting pathogens that then can cause disease, make you sick.
It also hurts the environment. Pettibone says sewage can feed clusters of bacteria that suck up all the oxygen in the water.
And in some cases, when it gets severe, you end up with fish kills.
May 1st was a particularly bad day for sewage overflow into Lake Ontario, as were a few other days this spring. But this isn't a new phenomenon. The Alliance for the Great Lakes reports that tens of billions of gallons of untreated sewage make their way into the Great Lakes every year. And a big part of the problem comes from older cities, where stormwater and sewage flow through the same pipes. Jim Howe is the director of the Nature Conservancy for Western New York, and he's looking out over the Genesee River. This is where the wastewater treatment plant discharges sewage when it has to. There are big outflow pipes just downstream.
So a lot of cities have taken steps to separate their sewage treatment and their stormwater systems so that that doesn't happen.
This separation can make a big difference. A few years ago, Rochester built giant holding tanks to store runoff during rainstorms. And in a lot of ways, it's working. Rochester's contribution to sewage runoff this spring was less than the other cities. By comparison, Toronto has not upgraded its infrastructure, and it contributed more than 85% of the total sewage released into Lake Ontario on May 1st. Howe says besides these costly infrastructure improvements, there are other ways cities can improve.
If we can let it get into the ground and naturally percolate, we won't have to deal with combined sewer overflows. And you can do things like green roofs, you can do swales along roadways, street trees.
And all that will help keep Lake Ontario clean. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester, New York.